Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Good morning, 810 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. And we've got Sheriff Bob Johnson, Santa Rosa County Sheriff Bob Johnson on the line. Sheriff, welcome back to the show, sir.
Hey, good morning, Andrew.
Good morning. Happy Thanksgiving to be.
Yes, same to you.
Thanks. We'll talk about that in just a second. The only incident that I had to talk with you about on my list anyway was, and it's not an incident that just happened, but from a couple of years ago, we had a swatting at a school, and we've now gotten a verdict in that case. Is that right?
Yeah, we sure did. When he called in, he threatened Milton High School, basically, that he was across the street with a rifle and he was going to go kill everybody. And he said on the phone call to my dispatcher that he wanted to be famous. Well, he's famous now. So he was calling from New Jersey. And that's where he was ultimately arrested and extradited back here for. And he just got sentenced to 2 years in state prison.
Oh, wow. Okay. So, yeah. It weirdly seems to me like it ought to be more and less. I mean, I don't know. It's, you know, I guess more mostly. But the crime was here. Even though the call was placed in New Jersey, the crime is here because this is where the target is. Is that how that works?
Yes. And basically, too, he got 2 years because when he made the phone call to us, he was 17.
Okay.
But they sentenced him as an adult, and that's why he got state prison. And it just goes to show that if you do make these calls, we're going to track you down, and we don't care where you're at. We're going to extradite you back, and you're going to probably go to prison. So for any future people out there wanting to do something really stupid over the phone, we will get you sooner or later. And we proved it in this case, went all the way to New Jersey to get him.
And this has been happening more. I know I've talked with Mike Wood about this and Sheriff Simmons about this, but this habit of making what we, you know, in the old days you might have called a fake threat or a fake bomb threat or a prank call or something like this, but this is happening more and more, right?
Yeah, it is. It is. And, you know, the funny part about this, well, it's not funny, but the stupid part about this, I should say, is that what does it get you? Especially you're calling from New Jersey. And you're threatening a school in Milton, Florida. So what does that get you? I mean, what? I guess there's some weird satisfaction in it somehow, but, I mean, it didn't really make sense. Usually when somebody calls in a school threat, it's to get them out of school. You know, they don't want to go for exams or something, so they'll call in a bomb threat. But this got him absolutely nothing other than state prison.
Yeah, no, it's bad all around. And I'm sure a horrible day for – you know, the folks in the school and being worried about kids and all, you know, sort of the environment that we live in these days. So, yeah for sure.
Exactly.
I did want to ask just because we have, you know, Thanksgiving is coming up in just a couple of days.
Yeah.
What are the problems that you have around Thanksgiving? What are the law enforcement issues that you want to let people know about so they can avoid them?
Well, there's going to be a lot of people traveling, obviously going to see relatives for the big turkey day and everything. And I'll say this, you know, safety in your vehicle. Number one, don't drink and drive. Number two, pay attention. Texting is a big thing, you know, inattentive driving causes a lot of crashes. And as I got in my vehicle this morning, fired up the computer, there's three crashes, one interstate, one on Avalon, and one in Milton off of Forsyth. So it's, you know, just pay attention. That's, I know it's hard for some people to do, to put that phone down, but you really need to.
Okay, this is a squirrely question that pops into my brain, but you know my brain kind of works like that a little bit.
Mine too.
We tend to think that in the holidays, it's a weird blend, right? Because people are happier in some ways. Yeah. They're also more stressed out and anxious and trying to run and get everything done in other ways. But you talking about distracted driving, it makes me think, you know, a lot of radio stations will play Christmas music. In fact, several of the music stations have already converted to Christmas music, even before Thanksgiving. Pardon me the squirrely question, but does it seem to make any difference to traffic that people are listening more to Christmas music? Does that have any impact one way or any other on the way people drive at Christmas time?
I don't know. They need to do a study on that. the federal government spends billions of dollars to find out that, you know, if smoking chimpanzees get lung cancer like we do. So, I mean, right. you figure they could spend a couple million on that.
where my brain was on this was I was thinking, you know, on the one hand, Christmas music maybe makes people happier and they sing, and then, of course, makes other people angry. They can't find the real music they want. But also, I thought maybe people are more distracted because they're singing along with the – I don't know. I was just curious if there was an answer, and it sounds like, you know, like you say, we probably need more federal research on this.
Well, and also, you know, you say it's a happy season and stuff. Our suicides go up through the roof during the holiday season because some people are just, you know, really depressed during this time as well. So I would throw that out to anybody that, you know, has a family member or a friend or neighbor, whoever, that seems to be down in the dumps, you know, pay attention to them and, you know, take care of your neighbor and your family.
It is one of the hardest times of year for some people who have, it'll be their first time without a loved one that has passed away. But it's also, there's so much cultural expectation of happiness and joy and satisfaction that people who don't feel that way feel left out, feel like they can't be honest about where they're at. Because I mean, there's all kinds of compounding factors for people at Christmas, right?
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, like I said, you just need to pay attention. If somebody's down in the dumps, you know, take extra moment or two to find out if they're all right and take care of each other. That's what we need to do.
Amen for that. Absolutely. Sheriff Bob Johnson, Santa Rosa County Sheriff Bob Johnson, sir, as always, thank you for the time. Thanks for keeping us safe and keeping us informed and helping us be, you know, a little bit more aware of our neighbors at this time. I appreciate it. And happy Thanksgiving. We'll talk to you next week.
Happy Thanksgiving to you, and we'll see you Monday.
You bet, sir. 8:16 here on News Radio 92.3. John's got traffic on the fives. John?
Well, we're still dealing with some traffic issues on I-10 eastbound between Pine Forest and Highway 29 through that construction zone. It's about a 7 to 10 minute delay there. Other than that, traffic is looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. If you are thinking or you need to get air conditioning, heating, plumbing, electrical work done, anything in that, which kind of makes sense that if you're going to service the one, you know, you would service the all because they're, you know, complex mechanical things inside your home. It kind of, there's a sort of a nexus there. It makes sense. That's why Peden does all of that stuff. They've been doing it for 55 years all across the Gulf Coast and Panama City to, you know, Escambia County and Pensacola to Tallahassee. And then this last year, they've gone west across the state line. Last year, they went to Baldwin County. This year, they've expanded to Mobile County. So really everywhere along the Gulf Coast. Professional service, good quality products, installed right the first time, 100% satisfaction guarantee. You know, the things you kind of count on from Peden. And this month at Peden, they've got a couple of specials for you. One is, look, they know you don't want to have to buy an AC system, but if you, you know, want air conditioning next year, you may need it. Okay, that's understandable. If you're going to get one, at least it'd be nice to get something for it. In this case, a free tank water heater or a $1,000 off of a tankless water heater when you buy a new air conditioning system. Also, 10% off Moen-Flow. It's a smart water monitor automatic shutoff sensor to prevent leaks becoming floods. The sensor automatically shuts off the water flow when it detects abnormal water usage, which is often the beginning stages of a leak. You can flip it on or off and monitor your home from anywhere. So ask them about that or any other need you have. Peden, PEADEN.com.
Hey, Dave Ramsey here. You've heard me talk about one car dealership in Pensacola, Frontier Motors at 230 Beverly Parkway. Folks, new cars lose 11% of their value the second you drive them off the lot. So for years, Frontier Motors has been saving Pensacola residents thousands of dollars by getting them into the best previously owned vehicles. And thousands of people have enjoyed Frontier Motors' no hassle, no pressure experience. Just the best slightly used vehicles in town at a fair price. But don't take my word for it. Look around, and you'll start noticing all the Frontier Motors decals and tags. They're everywhere. So if you're in the market for a vehicle, do yourself a favor and see the friendly folks and the huge inventory at Frontier Motors. You can't miss them. Just look for the big buffalo on the lot. That's Frontier Motors at 230 Beverly Parkway. And don't forget to tell them Dave Ramsey said hey.
Hi, I'm Chad Piku with Affiliated Insurance. Are you missing out? 9 million people are now eligible for low-cost health insurance. For some, much lower. 4 out of 5 people pay $10 or less a month. Didn't qualify for assistance in the past year? You may now. Some people even qualify for plans as low as $0 a month. Why not you? Call 850-477-5840 to schedule an appointment with your Florida Blue agent today.
Policies have limitations. Health insurance from Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Florida, Inc., DBA, Florida Blue.
Let's get to the points. MasterCard reward points from Pinair Credit Union. Open a new account today and you can earn 20,000 free reward points in the first 90 days. Use those points for travel, merchandise, even cash back. And with no hidden fees and no balance transfer fees, Pinair's reward MasterCard fits you perfectly. Get started online at pinair.org/creditcards. Subject to credit approval, terms and conditions may apply. Offer available on new accounts only. See website for details.
When breaking news hits, we're there to cover it. Fox News, WEAR-TV, News Radio Team, on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Crash and burn, huh, Mav? Slider. You stink.
Somebody save your soul, cause you've been sinning in the city. I know too many troubles, all these lovers got you losing control. You like a drug to me, a luxury, my sugar. Even know I can make your hands clap.
Tis the season.
James Evans a punt. Caleb Downs back deep. And this one. Muffed. Ohio State. Downs Evans at the 5-yard line. Ohio State has blocked two punts in the last 2 weeks. Now they force this.
So this game between number 2 Ohio State and number 5 Indiana looked like it was going to be a big old battle. And Indiana stopped Ohio State on their first drive, 3 and out, took the ball, got it down for a touchdown, 7-0. The next time they had a chance to handle the ball, they, well, you heard there. They got muffed the snap for the punt. Ohio State turned it into a touchdown, and that made it 14-7 after that. And then Ohio State, this was the one, this was the crazy one.
From his own 12, Caleb Downs, the deep man, at the 25.
Returning the punt.
Evans.
For Ohio State.
Downs lets it take a bounce. Picks it up at the 21. Spins out of traffic. Up the sideline. With room. Here he gallops. Cuts it back. Downs. The Alabama transfer. Here at Ohio State. Touchdown. World famous. 79 yards.
Dude. And he let the ball bounce twice before he picked it up. Like, it was almost, he was just going to let it go, and then, oh, I'll take it. So, like, who was the kid playing for Dallas that had that run back against the Don't Call Him the Redskins?
I believe it was Turpin.
Turpin, yeah. And he muffed that, and then he reaches back with one hand, grabs it off the turf, bloop, bloop, and then he spin move, jukes the first couple of guys, and then gone.
Gone.
Oh, my God, he's fast. I honestly, I was watching the clip, and I thought, am I watching this on sped up? It looks fake. He's so fast, right? Oh, my goodness. So a lot of disappointed fans over the weekend. Not Auburn, for one. We won. I mean, we're not ranked or anything.
I know.
It doesn't matter.
Hey,
we beat Texas
A&M.
Congrats
on the win.
Thank you. Ruining A&M's chances at the SEC championship, right?
That's so right.
And Oklahoma, what happened to you, Alabama? Show me where the bad man touched you. Like 24-3. Golly, wow, that's brutal. Sorry. Penn State scrapes past Minnesota. You know, you had, sorry, John, you're an Ole Miss fan, I know.
I know.
But if you're a Florida fan, hey, yay. So all my teams won, man. You know, I got the Lions won, Illinois won against Rutgers. It doesn't really count. The only thing And in terms of who I care about losing, I mean, Alabama lost, and unfortunately Ohio State won. So I almost had a perfect weekend.
Almost.
Almost, War Eagle. 823 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. You watched probably more of the NFL games. I started to watch the Eagles game, and that got boring pretty. I mean, yeah, it was okay.
But then it turned out to be where Saquon had a...
Oh, my God. What, 255 yards?
Career game,
that's
yes.
That's amazing. That's it, man. What was the comment you had for me earlier today? You said, and also, how many points in fantasy
football? Oh, I got 44 points from him.
To which I said, I don't even know what that means.
Yeah, exactly.
I love it how when you do something like fantasy football,
right?
And then other people who are into sports but not into fantasy sports, and you throw something out there, and I'm like, okay.
Yeah, you just gave me a look like...
Neat. But how many yen... You know, like, what's a completely unrelated thing that I would not have any interest in knowing about? 824 here on News Radio 92.3. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Texas border lawmakers will be meeting with President-elect Trump's new border czar this week to get details on expected mass deportations. Congressman Henry Cuellar says he's heard concerns over family separations.
We see some of that. I'm not justifying it, but we do that already in the U.S. when somebody ends up in jail.
And he says those separations can be held at a minimum by focusing raids on criminals. And Cuellar says the challenge for the mass deportation plan will be working with countries that don't accept returns. That would include both Venezuela and China. AAA is now showing electric vehicle charging data on their fuel prices website. Today's national average for a kilowatt of electricity at a public charging station is about 34 cents.
What size can do I use?
The biggest one possible.
The biggest one?
Yeah, the biggest can. Yeah.
Same can I put my Bitcoin in?
Yeah, I'd say so, yeah.
Okay, all right. Yeah. So it's cross-purposes. Okay,
absolutely,
good to know.
Yeah.
I got it. For long trips, I have a canteen of Bitcoin and electrical charge for my EV. Just in case.
Well, you know, you got to be prepared for any contingency. So
people are either laughing at me or they're dying. I don't know which. Anyway, go on, David.
All right, let me regain my composure here.
All right, here you go. Serious news.
A ceasefire deal with Hezbollah is reportedly being agreed to in principle by Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Israel's still reportedly skeptical of some of the details in that agreement. As the negotiations continue, the ceasefire would still have to be approved by the Israeli cabinet.
All right, very good, David. Thanks so much for the update. Oh, somebody texted me in, FSU baby, they're back. Go Noles. Oh, you beat Charleston Southern, did you? You won on the bye week. We did not have a bye week. You didn't? Who did Georgia play?
Now I forgot.
Yeah, I had it in front of me a minute ago, and now I forgot. But I love the...
Oh, UMass. They played UMass.
Yeah, I love the... yeah, that's right. Even the commentators during the Big Ten game were like, yeah, so Georgia's got a bye week again against UMass. It's rough. It's just accurate. 8:26 here. John's got traffic on the sixes or fives or whatever it's supposed to be. I don't really, you know.
Can I tell you?
This would be a little bit of inside radio. My boss, who I love dearly, Mary Hoxing, but if there's one thing that she could ever fix about this show, it'd be she want traffic when it's on the fives. It's like the only thing I ever hear about. Periodically. If you think it's weird, you're not the only one, but, you know, I try. And then, you know, I get close, and then I don't get close. Anyway, now it's the 7, so we're super late. Go ahead, John.
Brought to you by Knox Pest Control, their family serving your family since 1929. For information on a free pest or termite quote, you can visit KnoxPest.com. Knox knocks them out. If you're traveling eastbound on I-10 between Pine Forest and Highway 29 through that construction zone, I'm going to say about a 5 to 7 minute delay you'll experience going through that. See, the rest of I-10 looks good. And Highway 90 going from Pace into Pensacola southbound, you're going to see no delays there. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the 5.
Thanks so much, John. If you're thinking about that next vehicle, Frontier Motors, great selection of good quality used cars, 1, 2, 3, maybe 4 years old, 10 to 40 or 50,000 miles. You know, they warranty them up to 100,000 miles in 10 years because that's the kind of car they buy, is cars that they can sell and you can trust and count on. That's one of the reasons I really like them, is I know when I buy a used car there, I'm not getting, you know, something I'm going to regret getting. Right? Because, you know, when you buy from somebody else, sometimes you never know. But from Frontier, they want to sell you a car that you can trust, that you can count on. That's why Dave Ramsey recommends them. Hold their value, hold up, you know, and why I recommend them. We had a great experience buying our Honda Odyssey from them. And one of the things is, you know, big selection, right? 300 different cars, trucks, vans, SUVs, all in the lot. So you can compare them side by side. You know, you might think that you want, you know, I don't know, a Camry. Maybe you do. Maybe you want an Accord. Maybe you want a Civic. I mean, I don't know. Maybe you want a, you know, Malibu, you know, lots of different options. And if you've never driven it, how can you know? You know what? You might get in the Chevy and be like, man, I definitely don't want that. You might get in the Chevy and be like, oh, I didn't know. I haven't driven one in a long time. Like, that's the point of having them all there. Now, you might find exactly what you want. Or you might find what you want, but like maybe the miles are too low. And you say, why would that be? Well, I don't know. You know, maybe for price, you're willing to sacrifice, you know, 10 or 20,000 miles. Maybe what you say to them is, look, I want this car, but can we get one that's more in like 60,000 mile range? And they'll go looking for you, because they go looking for cars for people all the time. They're buying cars at auction. It's nice to be able to buy cars at auction that you know somebody already wants. And so they do that. Anyway, Frontier Motors, they've been around and they're going to be around, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi. 437-1620. Oh, this is a frustrating story. More on the Osprey, you know, the CV-22 that the Air Force and the Navy use and are using more and more. And they've had these, you know, these crash issues and the gearbox issues and the, you know, the metal kind of coming apart inside the gearbox. Looks like that's kind of the issue and, you know, how to handle that. There's a company, one particular company, Universal Stainless, apparently, according to reporting from military.com, is the one responsible for manufacturing the flawed metal in these gearboxes. And they had another issue with a different aviation company contract where it was the same problem, flawed metal. But it's not all the Ospreys. It apparently is the one that they sourced the metal to. At least that's what it looks like at this point.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Minnesota raised turkeys named Peach and Blossom are President Biden's guests at the White House this morning.
The president is scheduled to participate in the annual turkey pardon. The first lady also receives the official White House Christmas tree today. The tree comes from a farm in Newland, North Carolina, and will serve as a symbol of resilience surviving a mudslide triggered by Hurricane Helene.
Fox's Jared Halpern in California. Eric and Lyle Menendez are expected to attend virtually a hearing about possible resentencing next month.
They've been serving life sentences without the possibility of parole for the 1989 murders of their parents. LADA George Gascon has requested the brothers be resentenced and make them eligible for parole after new evidence was presented, including the letter from Eric Menendez to his cousin describing how his father sexually abused the brothers.
Fox's Todd Pyro. The brothers are 53 and 56 now. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 8:31 at News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne. Right now we've got partly cloudy skies, 64 degrees in Pensacola. Hundreds of people were at the free medical care clinic over the weekend when remote area medical set up at the Pensacola Interstate Fairgrounds.
Pensacola itself is considered a healthcare desert, and that includes dental and medical, so we're here to fill in that gap.
That's RAM Clinic Coordinator Haley Vitetto. The clinic offered general health, women's services, vision, even dental care. Medical professionals donated their time for the event so people could get the free care. The clinic said people were lining up as early as 4 a.m. on both Saturday and Sunday to be the first in line for services the next morning. Well, family members have identified the young woman that died in a crash on Gulf Beach Highway last week. The family issued a statement saying 23-year-old Savannah Ray Williams left them far too soon. They called her a radiant light in the lives of everyone she touched. Williams' vehicle reportedly veered off the road on Gulf Beach Highway last Monday morning, striking signs and a utility pole. The car then caught on fire. Rescue crews got Williams out of the vehicle, but she died at the hospital after the crash. Williams had been living in Pensacola after attending college in Gainesville. Santa Rosa County has opened its third public fitness court. The new Navarre Public Fitness Court is located at the Navarre Sports Complex on High School Boulevard. County officials say it's free and open to anyone to improve their health and make connections. The court was paid for with a $30,000 grant from the National Fitness Campaign and $140,000 from the half-cent sales tax. Well, you can add Doug Broxton to the list of people not planning to run for Matt Gaetz' seat in Congress. Broxton ended the speculation about whether he would potentially be running in a special election. He said the region would be better served by a lawmaker who intends to build seniority over time. The New Jersey teenager that was accused of targeting Milton High School with a series of swatting calls has now been sentenced to 2 years in a Florida prison. A judge sentenced 18-year-old Brad Parga to prison November 14th for two charges, making a false report using firearms in a violent manner and interfering with school administration. Parga also received 3 years of probation. Oklahoma Senator James Lankford says the attorney general should be aligned with the president. Appearing on CNN's State of the Union, the new member of Senate Republican leadership team defended President-elect Trump's pick for AG, former Florida Attorney General Pam Bondi.
It's America's lawyer. It's not the president's lawyer, but it's also someone that the president wants to know is heading the same direction that they are.
Lankford said he isn't opposed to the idea of Bondi going after officials in the DOJ that have previously undermined Trump or attempted to prosecute him. Michael Waltz trying to ensure there's a smooth transition between the Biden and Trump administrations. The Florida congressman was picked by Donald Trump to be national security advisor. Waltz told Fox News on Sunday that he'd been working hand in glove with the current national security advisor, Jake Sullivan. Waltz says that they're one team, and if our adversaries think they can play one administration off the other, they are wrong. It's 8:35 at News Radio 92.3. John Pickens has our traffic on the fives.
Well, good news now. I-10 and I-110 are looking good. They're running smoothly right now. Not seeing any accidents or backups to let you know about. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
We are going to be seeing a beautiful day today with a small chance of a stray sprinkle, 20% chance of rain overall, high today near 76 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 68. Keeping an isolated rain chance for that Tuesday morning, 20% chance of rain, high near 74 Tuesday afternoon. Tuesday night, temperatures dropping near 55 degrees. Stay connected to Channel 3 News First Warning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. And right now, 65 degrees in Pensacola. It is 59 in Gulf Breeze, and we've got 60 in Milton. Our next news at 9 o'clock. We've got breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3. And your money now this morning. The markets are up at the opening bell today. The Dow's up 455 points, almost 456, at 44,752.40. S&P 500 up 43.5 points right now. It's 60,1360. The NASDAQ up 149 points at 19,152.98. 10-year bond rate is down slightly at 4.298%. Gold prices down 63.20 at 26.49. Silver prices down 87 cents at 30.46. Taking a look at our crypto market today, Bitcoin up 315 at 97,053. Ethereum down 153. Solana down 328. Dogecoin down a cent at 42 right now. Our next news at 9 o'clock, breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3.
Oh no, stomach issues again?
Stomach issues?
Who are you?
Your pancreas. I could be the real reason for your diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools.
I thought it was my stomach.
People often do, but any of these symptoms could mean having a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and speak with your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Hi, this is Todd Thompson, President and CEO of the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. Tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel for the Chamber Connection Show that will keep you informed on what's going on with your Chamber of Commerce. Tune in at 10 to find out about our upcoming events, all of our different programs, and what's happening with our local business community. It's the Chamber Connection Show every other Monday at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Northwest Florida businesses pay an average 20% more for phone service. Data Revolution wants to change that. We are your local, service-focused VoIP provider. Right now, offering a free bill review and free installation for new customers. No matter where your team is, Data Revolution can help. Experience the service and support only a locally owned company can provide. Join the revolution at datarevs.com.
Guy Benson.
There's some significant breaking news on the legal front, which is why we are thrilled to welcome back to the show Andy McCarthy.
Guy Benson, weekdays at 2.
We had Professor Turley on here yesterday talking about how this whole thing might go, how things might wind down or wind up, who knows. When it comes to the various prosecutions of former President Trump, now President-elect Trump.
Guy Benson, weekdays at 2. Before Pensacola right now. News Radio Pensacola.
Informative, local, dependable.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot.
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
All right, simple question for the day. It's turkey week. It's Thanksgiving week, or as the lawn on one of the houses we biked past the other day had a big turkey standing on top of a corpse of Santa Claus that said, "Wait your turn, fat boy." Yes, love it. Turkey week this week. Simple question. White meat, dark meat, 437-1620. White meat or dark meat, 437-1620. John, first to you.
Dark meat.
Because?
It's not as dry as the white meat.
Yeah, it's hard to argue with that.
Right.
White meat is juicy for about the first 8 minutes it's out of the oven.
Exactly.
Right? And if you get it right then, you cannot go wrong. Anytime thereafter, it's like, what's the old thing they used to do in the cartoons? They put alum in the mouth to shrivel up the mouth, you know? White meat is like sandpaper masquerading as meat, right?
There
okay,
you go.
Meg?
This is going to shock you. Both.
Okay, all right.
I take both.
At the same time?
Yeah.
On the same plate?
Yes.
Touching each other?
Yes.
In the same mouthful?
Sometimes.
Wow.
Because sometimes in the same mouthful, there will be white, dark dressing and cranberry sauce.
Oh, so you're like, you turn your plate into casserole.
Maybe, yes, sort of.
Do you make a smoothie or do you keep the textures?
Oh, no smoothie. But I did see something on the news this weekend about a guy that makes turkey pizza. That's all the rave now.
Oh, I think I did see that. There's a frozen version of that coming out.
Oh, I don't know, but it was the coolest thing because he actually put turkey dressing, mm-hmm. the cranberry sauce, all that kind of stuff mm-hmm. on a pizza, and now it's like the hottest thing ever.
It's the post-Thanksgiving sandwich.
Right.
On a different kind of dough.
Right.
On bread.
Right.
On dough instead of bread, which is...
Yeah.
That's one of these, like, once you figure this out, your whole life changes when you realize that dough, pasta, bread...
I can't remember where I saw
that. All interchangeable mashed potatoes. And potatoes and starches are all the interchangeable base for anything you want to put on them.
Yeah. And then this guy drove, like, 100 miles to just try it. And so they, of course, showed this guy trying. He goes, wow, this was worth the trip. This is great.
Could make it at home.
Could
make it home. Maybe. Doesn't seem all that complicated. 437-1620, 437-1620. So you're a bothist. All right. You're an equal opportunity.
Add that to the list of labels I have.
You know, you're very much into diversity and tolerance.
Yeah, I'll add that to the list. It's okay.
Turkey DEI. I always knew.
Oh, my God. I don't have a chance around here, do I?
437-1620. By the way, if you're texting me, give me a reason or an analysis. I appreciate you texting in white meat, but not a lot I can do with that as a host.
No,
you know?
Yes.
Oh, okay then. You know, so
that's one vote.
Give me a why, right? Because I got back to back here. I got dark meat, then white meat. Oh.
Okay, that's one for one.
good stuff. And it's 8:42 here on News Radio. let's see. Oh, somebody's with you. Says a little bit of both.
There you go. A very classy and intelligent person, I'm sure.
Oh, obviously. Yeah. And not only because she agrees with you. Somebody says, did you see the Thanksgiving pizza? Yes. Boston butts instead of turkey. Okay. I understand you alternate meat people. Okay? I understand... I understand that you people want to get your licks in. You want to be considered equal with the rest of the world, and you want to sell me on your turducken or your ribs or you know whatever.
She says that with such hostility.
I had a very very close dear uncle who it was always something weird. You know, like one year we did sushi, and I love sushi. But I'm sorry, sushi and ribs is not Thanksgiving.
No.
You know, the pilgrims did not, I mean, you know, whereas we know for a fact because of the videotape that pilgrims ate turkey.
Right.
So 437-1620, so don't start me down here. You know, what I like to do is I like to smoke some sausage. Stop it. Stop it. I mean, you can do whatever you want to do in the privacy of your own bedroom, kitchen. But, you know, don't bring that nonsense out in public discussions like this. Somebody says, I make turkey tacos with the leftover bits. Oh, so afterwards. But, okay, here's the question. On your turkey tacos the day after, which, by the way, I love that idea, are you doing the white meat shredded or are you doing dark meat on the tacos?
And is it stuffing in the taco shell, or
So I'm guessing.
That's a good idea.
I'm guessing what they're doing, because this is what I would do: is I would take the dried out breast that's no good for anything else the day after, but you can shred that up like chicken you would shred, and then you can cook it with some taco seasoning. You turn it into turkey taco filling, like a chicken taco filling.
Oh, I was thinking they would do the same thing as the pizza.
Put everything. Oh, that they would put stuffing, like, and cranberries. Okay.
I don't know if guacamole maybe. And turkey. I guess it could go, but
there's a lot of things you could do in that direction. Now you got me thinking about it. I like
oh,
that.
Boy.
Oh, somebody said prime rib. Yeah, go to Christmas, man. It's not that holiday yet. 437-1620. I'm a both, as a dear friend too, but it's still, no, you're wrong. I'm a bothist. I like both because they taste different and complement each other. It is sort of like.
Thank you very much. I agree.
It's like the it's like Thanksgiving turf and turf. Right?
Yeah. Right.
Because it's kind of, they are really quite different. And I'm with you, John.
Right.
Here's the weird thing. I can't tell you why I like the white meat, because in order to make white meat edible, you've got to add salt and gravy.
You're not around good cooks.
No, I am. But I'm saying it's not really right. good until you add the stuff to it.
Because good turkey, it's moist, and I mean, it doesn't need
for
anything.
For 8 minutes. The white meat?
Yes.
Not for long. Okay. And then dark meat, you can just kind of eat that like candy.
Right. Exactly.
The only thing about dark meat, though, is really frustrating is pulling it off the bird, getting it separated from the sinews and the cartilage and the, you know, like there's so much work involved with the dark meat.
And skin.
Yeah, yeah. And I feel like the dark meat is very, I feel the most angst and frustration over the dark meat I throw away. Because it's too much work to get it off the bird. Too much.
You're right.
Like off of the drumstick, because, you know, turkey drumsticks are very different than like chicken drumsticks. 437-1620. We'll take a quick break here and we'll come back to this riveting conversation. John Pickens has got traffic on the fives.
No accidents to let you know about right now. I-10, I-110 are rolling smoothly at this point. Everything's looking good right now. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you so much, John. If you're thinking about selling your home, you want to get the best price for it, and you also want to make sure you hire a good real estate agent who's going to get you all the way through to closing. Right? Past the contract, past negotiations, past the hurdles, the difficulties, and things that need to be fixed that weren't in the original. All that stuff. Okay, there's always issues. Every deal is different. Having somebody who's done it enough times that they can get you past all that stuff is what you want. And Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty sold 175 homes last year, on track to do the same this year. Got about 150 so far. And, you know, things like, am I going to have to replace the water heater if they ask? Well, I don't know, but she will. Is that normal now? Again, it kind of is becoming a norm with insurance in Florida. You'd be surprised because, you know, insurance companies are very picky. And, you know, having a 12-year-old water heater used to be no big deal. Nowadays, can you even get insurance for a home with that? That's where we're at. It's just weird. So having a good real estate agent who can navigate you through that and tell you, you know what, yeah, you're going to need to replace that. Or, no, you don't need to replace that. Somebody else will come along with a better offer. When to sell it, now or January? She says January because holidays. People are distracted thinking about white meat or dark meat. Anyway, the point is you want somebody who can solve these problems and help you get the best price buying or selling. Christina Leavenworth. And her team at Leavenrinke Realty, 723-9158. I promise she talks slower than I do. Back to this conversation about white meat or dark meat. What were you saying? So many things we're talking about today.
It's just a very highly intellectual conversation. I was, you know, just amazed by it.
This is why I love the frivolous topic. There's always places to go.
It's frivolous.
How dare you? It's just not right. Somebody says dark meat is more moist. Everyone's favorite word. Integrates into leftovers better as well. Fried turkey or the dark stays juicy. Okay, I got you on that. I mix both the dark and white meat up for the tacos. Nothing else from the dinner. Somebody says, big green egg roasted chicken. Okay, alternate meats. The white meat, even after resting for 30 minutes as directed by the big green egg, it's so juicy. Okay, I can see that. And I exaggerate with 8 minutes, but you know what I mean. Let's see. Somebody here says, on the actual day, I choose both white and dark meat. The white meat doesn't have a chance to dry out because it's drowning in gravy. Yes, ma'am. I mean, white meat is really a pretext for gravy, which is fine. You know, it's a gravy delivery platform. I prefer white meat for sandwiches with mayonnaise and mustard. I would go, and sandwich is its own conversation, but I would go with the cranberry and the stuffing.
Yeah, that sounds kind of yummy, really.
Yeah, on the sandwich the day after. And gravy if you want. You can always add gravy. It doesn't make it worse. Let's see. Holiday ham pizza that has ham, Stouffer's mac and cheese, collard greens, pineapple, bourbon, balsamic glaze, and cheese.
Interesting.
This person is a food person, so I'm really just wrapping my imaginary taste buds around all of that. And
was there pineapple in that?
Balsamic glaze, not pineapple. I don't know. Didn't see. Somebody says I need to have butterball white meat, fried turkey meat rocks. Injecting the breast with a suitable marinade. It's a family show. Before cooking helps reduce the alum effect. Somebody says. Sounds a little bit like cosmetic surgery for inadequate turkey parts. It's all about the skin. If you eat the skin with either light or dark, it makes it wonderful. You know, skin irritates me, though.
Why?
It's so good when it's crispy, and it is so nasty any time thereafter. It's so good when it's, like, right just off the bird. But then if you can't, like, warm up the... It's...
No.
It never... It's awful. It's like rubber. It's no good. It's, no. And it's... Or it's just limp and... I don't want to talk about this anymore. It is a family show. That's right. Yeah. Despite what the ads may say. 8:50 on News Radio. No, we're not responsible for those
Someone
ads.
Just choked on their coffee.
Yeah, I know. For better or for worse, I'm Andrew McKay.
Remember when washing machines were made in America, were solidly built, and actually got your clothes clean? They aren't a thing of the past. They are Speed Queen, and they are available at Tops Appliance. Speed Queen washer and dryers combine durability and technology into the best washers and dryers in the world. Speed Queen will change the way you think about washing machines. They're built to last longer and deliver exceptional wash results. Unlike many other washers and dryers with plastic parts, Speed Queen uses commercial-grade steel and porcelain components designed to give you at least 25 years of reliable, trouble-free operation. That's why they come with lifetime warranties, the best warranties in the business. See store for warranty details. Speed Queen washers and dryers are built to work and built to last. If you want durability, innovation, and perfectly done laundry the first time, then you want Speed Queen. See these great Speed Queen washers and dryers for yourself at Tops Appliance on Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street.
This is Pastor Carl Gallops of the Hickory Hammock Baptist Church here in Milton. If you're looking for a church family that is truly amazing, let me invite you to come and worship with us this Sunday. Here's what you'll find: a church whose doors are open to all people wishing to worship and serve the Lord. You'll find a church where the exaltation of Jesus and the accurate preaching and teaching of the contextual Word of God is the centerpiece. You'll find a consistently solid, peaceful, and friendly family of multiplied hundreds of people. You'll find dynamic, Spirit-filled worship services, youth ministries, children's ministries, senior adult ministries, men and women's ministries, praise teams, choirs, ensembles, and drama ministries. Plenty of opportunity for Bible study and guidance for your Christian life. In other words, when you and your family get up on Sunday mornings from now on, you'll say, "Oh, good, it's time to go to church." For directions and worship service times, look us up in the phone book or call the church office at 623-8959 or visit us on the web at www.hickoryhammockbaptist.org. And then we'll see you Sunday.
Visit Prim and Proper in Gulf Breeze for custom engraving and unique gifts. Specializing in creating extraordinary keepsakes, their expert engravers bring your vision to life with elegant monograms, personalized messages, and logos. Whether it's custom drinkware, engraved glassware, or home decor, each piece is crafted with attention to detail for any occasion. Perfect for birthdays, anniversaries, weddings, or corporate gifts, Prim and Proper ensures your gift will leave a lasting impression. Stop by their Gulf Breeze location or visit them online at primandproper.com.
Local talk during your morning and afternoon drive. Local news every hour. On News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Will somebody get this big walking carpet out of my way?
Ooga shaka, ooga, ooga, ooga shaka, ooga, ooga, ooga shaka, ooga, ooga, ooga shaka, ooga, ooga, ooga shaka, ooga, ooga.
I can't stop this feeling. Ooga, ooga, deep inside of me.
Shaka, ooga, ooga.
Girl, you just don't realize what you do to me.
Good morning, 8:53 here on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Oh, good news. Well, hold on. Come on.
Everything's all right. I'm hooked on a feeling.
It would have been rude of me not to. It would have been so rude of me not to. 437-1620. That's my phone number if you want to call me for any reason whatsoever. Oh, this is kind of interesting. The Escambia County School Board, remember they have been sued over getting rid of the what they consider to be objectionable books, like Entangle Makes Three has been the highest profile one, but I think Bluest Eye, and there's another one that's in that list. There's a couple of them. And the judge, along the way, judges often reverse, right? There's, you know, things that go your way and then things that go the other way. And the original judge had decided that the Escambia County School Board members, some of which who are not on the school board anymore now, right, would not have to testify about why they passed these restrictions, because the idea is that that was included in what's called legislative privilege, that as a deliberative body, when you're making policy, you are not obligated to go in front of a court and explain your reasons. Just like the, you know, executive is not obligated to explain your reasons. They have executive privilege. Well, it's a little different because the legislative body is multiple people. It's not just one person, but they can still exert that same privilege. And so the initial ruling was that they would not have to testify in this trial about their kind of their motives for wanting to restrict access to these books. But now that's been reversed. And U.S. District Judge T. Kent Weatherall's Wednesday ruling of last week complicates the litigation, because now they are going to have to reverse. And he writes, under those standards, even though the school board's decision to remove or restrict a book has some hallmarks of legislative act, such as voting after debate at a public meeting, legislative prerogative or privilege, it is functionally an administrative act. It's more akin, he says, to permitting or employment termination decisions, which are administrative and can be testified about. So if you're making the policy about when to terminate an employee, that's legislative, and you would not have to testify about an intent. But the actual firing of any given employee or applying the principle to them is an administrative decision and would be subject to courtroom discussion, and you wouldn't have legislative privilege about it. And so what he's saying is, forming a policy about school books, you can't force them to testify about that. But the particular application of that policy to individual books is something that he thinks does have to face scrutiny in a courtroom with questioning. So very interesting. I don't think we're done yet on this, because there are several more layers of government to come. I mean, goodness, we could be 5 or 6 years past this actual decision before we even get a trial on the question of, you know, whether they're going to be testifying. John Pickens has got traffic on the fives. John?
Well, I-10, I-110 are looking good, even Highway 90 if you're coming from Pace into Pensacola or vice versa. I'm seeing no backups to let you know about right now. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. Oh, I mentioned this last week, but I had never gotten around to following up on it. Remember Brendan Carr was the pick to chair the FCC? And I said, Brendan Carr is a very interesting case because he was the guy who literally wrote the chapter in Project 2025 having to do with the FCC. So remember, going a little back, but you know, when we were in the Democratic National Convention in particular, the continuous line against Trump that they were employing was that he is just Project 2025, and you know, what's a very right-wing conservative from the Heritage Foundation, okay? Those are my peeps, right? That's Heritage Foundation, probably the closest analog to where Andrew McKay is going to be on most anything at any given moment. But they're not Trump's peeps. Like, they're not his people. Ideologically, he's not a social conservative. He's not even a fiscal conservative. He's, like, weirdly aligned with conservatives on some things, but he's really just not as a person. That's why I've said many times. But Project 2025 was, and it didn't come from him. He was repudiating it. He said, we're not going to implement it. And that's what we said, too, is it's inappropriate for all of your Democrats to keep attacking him as though he is the Project 2025 candidate. Okay, well, here's a case where he clearly is the Project 2025 candidate. I mean, he's literally nominating the guy to head the FCC who wrote the chapter for Project 2025 on the Federal Communications Commission. And the reason I didn't want to talk about this too much before is I wanted to read the chapter, and I had not read the chapter. So here's what's in it. Reining in big tech, getting rid of or dramatically changing Section 230. That's the immunity section where they get treated as not as a publisher, but as merely like a conveyance for the ideas. So you cannot sue them on the basis of content or on the basis of content moderation. And he said in this paper, he says, it's hard to imagine another industry in which a greater gap exists between power and accountability. That's why the new administration should support FCC action on several fronts, specifically, one, eliminate immunities that courts have added to Section 230. It's not totally swiping it away. It's just eliminating some of it. Totally agree with that. Imposing transparency rules on big tech. They kind of operate like a black box. This would be the push to try to understand the algorithm, or maybe even have the ability to tinker with your algorithm. I've never understood this. I mean, I guess I do, because their way makes them money, keeps you addicted to the platform. But the sensible way to do it is to let people create their own algorithm. Like, to really create your own algorithm so that you could get the news feed that doesn't feel like it's something being imposed on you. Scrapping Section 230 seems to be on the agenda. Not a surprise. Empowering consumers, not a surprise. Big tech contributing a fair share through taxation, through service fund, through the service fund. Yeah, no, these are all good things. So we'll see what he puts in or what he's able to do, but that's where he's going.
Local Talk in the Morning.